Anyway, now that I've pissed everybody off, let's get into doing it a little bit deeper. I'm sure this will upset some people. As I said at the beginning of the show, I am formally leaving Oath Keepers as a member, and I am withdrawing my support from them as of today. I say this damn near choked up, because I don't want to. And I've allowed some of the excesses to go for a long time. I've expressed before, a couple times on air, my concerns about where Oath Keepers is headed. When I first heard about Oath Keepers, it was almost like the first time I heard about a politician named Ron Paul. I thought there was never a person that served at that level of our government, especially during my lifetime, that actually believed in the Constitution, believed in freedom, believed in liberty, and not only believed in those things, but practiced what he said. And I heard about Ron Paul. And as a new libertarian at the time that I heard about Ron Paul, it was like a whisper of something beautiful in a sea of shit. That there was something genuine, there was a hope. And while I still have a lot of affinity for Ron Paul, that feeling for Oath Keepers has waned over the years. When I first heard about Oath Keepers, it was a simple concept. The people that have served this nation in uniform, be it in the military or in law enforcement, have taken an oath that first is to the Constitution of the United States above any man, above any person, above any office, that the first loyalty was to the Constitution, that such an oath was not one taken lightly, not one to be taken without understanding it, and not one to be cast off solely because your employment had ended, that if you swore to uphold and defend the Constitution of this nation and the liberties that it protects and defend, you did so permanently. And that at such time that your nation should fall away from its own belief system, its own core law, and begin to oppress people and deny them the rights expressly pointed out in their Constitution, there was a point at which to hither they shall go and no further. And that at that point, the Oath Keepers, prior service and active service, were under a duty to our Constitution to stand arm in arm together and say no further. And if ordered to actually advance that, our duty was not just to impede, but also to say, no, we won't do these things. And to be active and inform the entire population that that's who those of us who wear the uniform really are. That while there are those of us who are a disgrace to their oaths and a disgrace to the uniform, there are more of us that keep our oaths than fail to. And people, if you've listened for any length of time, you know me. I am one of the hardest people in the world on oath breakers, whether they're soldiers or police officers. I have no tolerance whatsoever for a scum-ass piece of shit who violates his oath. This is why I hold our Congress in such contempt, because most of them are violating the Constitution on a daily basis. But I still believe that even though many times they're misled and used and used up and thrown aside, that the men and women who choose to serve our nation, even when they're making poor decisions based on the limited knowledge they have, always do so in the vast majority because they believe in what they are doing, they want to help other people, and they don't just do it for a job because overall, the jobs suck. They pay shit. And those of you that say stuff like that, you're full of crap. Most of you wouldn't qualify for the job, and if you did, you couldn't do it. So I believe in service. I believe in protecting the weak. And I believe that anybody given such responsibility, such authority, and such power needs a check. They need a check on that power. And that check is the constitutions of our nation and the representative states within it. And that's what Oath Keepers has meant to me since I first heard of it. Men who would stand and say, I shall keep my oath. And if it is pushed far enough, I shall stand for the preservation of what I swore an oath to uphold. Even should it come to the point where I must lay down my life to defend others, I shall do it because I said it and I meant it. Sounds beautiful. It's a beautiful ideal. But Oath Keepers is now on a track where they would rather pander to the Alex Jones elements of the world, and I do not know what happened. I do not know what happened. I received an email today hyping the Jade Helm exercise. It is my final straw. Let me be clear. Had this been the only example of Oath Keepers doing something like this, I would have contacted my friend Stuart and said, dude, what the hell? But since this was yet another straw upon the back of an already worn out camel, I am done. I will not make it my life's effort in any way whatsoever to put Oath Keepers down in the future. I have nothing to say at all. I am done. I am giving this piece right now so that if I'm asked, I can say, here's where I explain my position. I'm done. I have nothing to say further. I think that Oath Keepers is still being run by people who believe they're doing the best that they can. But I believe that their momentum kind of petered out, and they know that when they bring up this crap, that it attracts a lot of people, and that probably attracts a lot of donations and new memberships. And it's sad. It's very sad. I will continue to be an Oath Keeper, but I will no longer be a member of Oath Keepers, the organization. I will no longer fly their banner on my website. I will no longer recommend to officers of the peace, nor to military personnel, that they join Oath Keepers. And I will remove the Oath Keeper logos from my vehicle, and I will no longer wear any Oath Keepers attire. I know that won't really change anything about Oath Keepers overall. I know that there may be a few people that follow me out the door, and there may be quite a few people who have already gone out the door because of this turn of direction. But I don't think I'll change the temperature in Stuart Rhodes' pool, nor is that my intention. However, I did take an oath to my nation, and I take that oath very seriously. I also have taken numerous oaths to this audience, and that was to always tell you the truth as I see it, and I understand it, and to always be a man of my word, and that at any such time that I felt that we had gotten to a point with anything where I could no longer support it, to explain myself as to why. Well, here's why. When Oath Keepers goes into the world of Alex Jones, when Oath Keepers starts telling us things that are flatly untrue, when Oath Keepers seeks more to push hype than to push preparedness, when Oath Keepers seeks more to get exposure than to firm up those who have already pledged our allegiance to the oath, then they no longer serve their purpose. They no longer serve their mission. There is nothing joyful in my words today. I feel like I've been punched in the face by a brother. A very long telegraphed punch that's taken about the last 3 years, as more and more of this type of propaganda has been released. I feel like I've not only been punched in the face by a brother, it's been done multiple times. I've always turned the other cheek, and now my brother's turned my back on me. Stuart Rhodes, if anybody should put this in front of you, if anybody should get you to open your thick skull enough to listen to this, I'll tell you this. Should Oath Keepers ever return to the core of its mission and abandon hype and yellow journalism propaganda, I will once again support you with my full force as best that I can. And it would give me great joy in my heart. However, I do not think that it will happen, because once someone turns down this path, it is seldom that they come back from it. If you're doing this because your membership roles have fallen, maybe it's because you started doing it in the first place. Let me tell you, I heard from at least 24 law enforcement and military personnel today, active duty and prior service, that were, in their own words, things like deeply concerned about the future of Oath Keepers based on the email that went out today about Jade Helm. Not just that there's something to be concerned about, but the absolute nonsensical extrapolations made that this is definitively proof that our government is seeking to incrementally roll out martial law with psyops operations on its people. In a word, bullshit. Jade Helm is being conducted by the United States military. Do I trust the United States military? Certainly not implicitly, but I sure as hell trust the men and women that serve a hell of a lot more than the government that they serve. Anybody who's actually served in the United States military knows exactly what Jade Helm is. And here's the thing. This is why I cannot abide this any further. The core members of Oath Keepers that decided that was a good idea to take that angle, all of you serve, so you all know better. If you ever pull your head from your fourth point of contact, please let me know. Until such time, good luck, God bless you, you're on your own. The rest of us will keep our oaths in our daily lives. We don't need a .com or a .org to do so. And I'm done. Let's go on to something completely differently.